Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, you'll learn about the Ossicat, its history, personality, traits unique to that breed, and much more. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for The Whole Kit and Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviors.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to The Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. The first Ossicat was born in 1964 by a lucky mistake. A woman named Virginia Daly wanted to produce a Siamese cat with Abyssinian traits. Her plan was to mate an Abyssinian with a Siamese, and then mate the offspring back on a Siamese. The results of Daly's experimental breeding produced the Cat Fanciers Association's first Flame Point Siamese female to make Grand Champion. And by crossing a Red Persian with a Siamese, the ancestor of the first American Color Point Persians. Later, she got Grand Champion Best Seal Point Siamese 5 years in a row. But her greatest joy was to breed with the hybrids, often repetitions of other breeders' mistakes. She developed a rather unique insight into how she got the best quality of these different cats, and she didn't realize just such a mating would result in a completely new breed, the Ossicat. The original line began with the offspring of an imported Abyssinian champion named Chuffa. It's believed this male gave the cinnamon gene, then called Golden, to his son Tim, a ruddy Abyssinian. Chuffa is also behind many Somali lines, but the Ossicat didn't get that semi-long-haired disposition despite a lot of breeding with that line. A ruddy Abyssinian was chosen because there were few, if any, red Abbeys in the United States at the time to work with any breeding programs. Tim was paired with a Seal Point Siamese named Hona, resulting in a kitten named Patter. Patter was a large and powerful Siamese, even for 1960 standards. The whole litter looked and was phenotypically Abyssinian. The only female Daly kept was a ruddy Abbey hybrid she named Shay. She was paired with a champion called Sunny, a large and well-muscled chocolate-masked Siamese. In the litter after Shay and Sunny came the long-awaited Abyssinian-masked Siamese, along with mackerel tabbies, a lynx point, a black tabby, a classic tabby, and a surprise kitten. This, quote, ugly duckling was a beautiful cinnamon-spotted male, later named Tonga. Daly's daughter thought Tonga looked like an ocelot and asked if they could call him Ossicat. This litter born on a frosty morning in 1964 in Michigan is the true start of the history of the Ossicat, but the beginning could have also been the end. Tonga was sold with a castration agreement to a medical student, Thomas Brown, for $10. Tonga was first exhibited in February of 1965 in Detroit as a special novelty. There were 16 cats exhibited, and in the catalog, it was stated that these were the breeds of the future. Daly later came into contact with geneticist Dr. Clyde Keeler at the University of Georgia, who was interested in breeders who wanted to produce a cat similar to the extinct Egyptian spotted fishing cat. Clyde suggested that Tonga mate with his mother Shay. This mating never happened, but Daly's interest had been piqued in producing Ossicats, and that became her personal goal. Although Tonga himself was never in the breeding program, the mating between Shay and Sunny was repeated and produced Dotson, a brown-spotted male that Daly used as a breeding male. Dotson was registered in the CFA as Asacat, and other breeders saw the recipe, an F2 Abyssinian with a Siamese, and went a step further by introducing the American Shorthair for its substance and its silver gene. Daly put her breeding program aside when her aunt became ill, and between 1966 and 1980, only 99 Asacats were registered. Asacats International started in 1984 with 22 members. Under the leadership of Virginia Daly, Bill McKee, Ann Hollier, Kay Chambers, and Alana DeBruhl, the breed was approved in the United States in 1988. Despite its wild appearance, the Asacat is 100% domestic, so it's ideal for those who want a cat with exotic looks and a tame, friendly personality. The breed has a short coat that's easy to care for, and its temperament is so gregarious that it's often referred to as a dog in a cat's body. The Asacat gets its cheerful, outgoing personality from the breeds that formed its foundation, Siamese and Abyssinian. It's capable of walking on a leash, playing fetch, and learning tricks and commands that are typically associated with dogs rather than cats. This fun-loving cat seeks good times above all other things, and will happily follow its people wherever they go. Nowhere is off limits. Many Asacats even love water and enjoy following their human friends at shower or bath time, poking curious paws into the water to make sure that everything is as it should be. Asacat owners with koi ponds and aquariums must often go to great lengths to cat-proof or risk having their finned friends become targets for fishing. Like Orientals and other breeds descended from Siamese, Asacats long for human attention and can become despondent if they are ignored or neglected. Families who must spend lots of time away at work and school find that their Asacats tend to regain their cheerful nature when they have another pet to play with. These cats typically get along well with other friendly felines, and they're equally capable of forming lifelong bonds with well-behaved dogs. Asacats have a reputation for greeting visitors and getting on with entire families. At the same time, they have a tendency to choose a favorite person. Also similar to other breeds with Siamese heritage, Asacats can be quite vocal. They love to chat back and forth with their favorite people, and the more you talk to them, the more they'll talk back to you. The Asacat is a medium to large well-spotted agouti cat. It displays the look of an athletic animal, well-muscled and solid, graceful and lithe, yet with a fullness in the body and chest. It's alert to its surroundings and is very lively. This powerful, athletic, yet graceful spotted cat is particularly popular for its wild appearance. The breed is long-bodied and solid, and they sport substantial bone and muscle development, yet they maintain an athletic appearance. To meet the breed standard, there should be some depth to the chest with ribs slightly sprung. The back is level to slightly higher on the rear, and the flanks are reasonably level. Also called the leopard cat, the Asacat stands up to a foot at the shoulders, with a body length of between 12 and 16 inches. Generally, they tend to weigh around 12 pounds, with the males topping off at around 15. They sometimes don't live as long as other cats, but they can have a lifespan of around 18 years. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do. Podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini-info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positiveCatitudeBehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. Per the breed standard, a Nasa cat's coat is short, smooth, and satiny in texture with a lustrous sheen. Tight, close-lying, and sleek, yet long enough to accommodate the necessary bands of color. There should be no suggestion of wooliness and length. All colors should be clear and pleasing. The lightest color is usually found on the face around the eyes, on the chin, and on the lower jaw. The darkest color is found on the tip of the tail. To determine the correct coat color, the color of the tail tip is used as a guide. We're going to get scientific for a minute regarding coat colors, and it might get a little confusing. So if you don't want to listen to this part, feel free to skip forward. Asa cats are accepted in 12 colors. The only accepted pattern is spotted tabby. All Asa cat colors are caused by eumelanin granules in the hair shafts, which is where the ruddy color comes from. The quote wild type dominant eumelanin gene produces a black color, and there are two variations of the recessive gene B that dictates the eumelanin type. Recessive B gives hairs that are a lighter shade of brown, and recessive B1 an even lighter reddish toned color. The genotype of the cat defines the color in this way. Black is dominant B, chocolate is either recessive BB or recessive B and recessive B1, and cinnamon is B1 and B1, both recessive. If the cat inherits the dominant B from one or both parents, the color of the fur will be black. Actually, the tabby pattern lightens how we see the color. The overall look of the spotted tabby cat that has the black B gene is more of a tawny brown. The spots are dark brown to black, and the underlying color is light brown. If the cat has inherited the recessive B chocolate gene from both parents, or chocolate from one and cinnamon B1 from the other, the kitty will be born chocolate brown. The spotted tabby pattern, again, causes the chocolate color to be intensive on the pattern, and the underlying color is a light brown, a bit warmer than on the tawny and black spotted kitten. A cat can only display cinnamon color if it has inherited the recessive B1 cinnamon variant of the gene from both parents. The color of the pattern is then cinnamon brown, and the underlying color is a very warm shade of light brown. A dilution gene is responsible for color variations of blue, lavender, and fawn. This gene is independent from the eumelanin gene variation. The dilution gene is also recessive, so the cat needs to get one from both parents to show a dilute color. With dilution, the black becomes blue, chocolate becomes lavender, and cinnamon becomes fawn. That's 6 of the 12 Asa cat colors. Now onto the silvers. A dominant inhibitor gene, which means it needs to be inherited from only one parent, is responsible for making the base color white instead of light brown. The color of the pattern is a bit darker than it would appear without the inhibitor gene. Inhibitor genes are inherited independently from eumelanin and dilution. With inhibitor genes, tawny spotted becomes black silver spotted, chocolate spotted becomes chocolate silver spotted, etc. Dilution silver spotted cats can sometimes be tricky to distinguish from dilution spotted. In cat association registers, the colors and patterns are marked with EMS codes, EMS meaning Easy Mind System. The relevant EMS codes for Asa cats are OCI, meaning the Asa cat breed, N is black, B is chocolate, O is cinnamon, A is blue, C is lavender, P is beige or fawn, S is silver smoke, 24 is a spotted tabby, 22 is a blotched or marbled tabby, or the classic tabby, and 25 is a ticked tabby, which means there are no distinct dark-colored markings on the cat's body. Here are a few examples to clarify. If a cat is labeled as OCI N24, it translates to mean the kitty is an Asa cat, tawny or black spotted tabby. OCI OS24 translates to Asa cat cinnamon silver spotted tabby, and OCI XC22 means you have an Asa cat lavender blotched tabby. It can happen that sometimes two spotted tabby parents have kittens with blotched tabby patterns or solid colors without a pattern save for a faint ghost pattern. When introducing more genetic material into the Asa cat gene pool, the breed can be crossed with Abyssinians and the resulting kittens can have ticked patterns, resembling more Abyssinian than Asa cat. Asa cats with patterns other than spotted tabby are marked with EMS code X. Example, OCI XBS22 is a chocolate silver blotched tabby. The Asa cat is generally healthy and has a long lifespan, but he may inherit some of the health problems that affect his parent breeds. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a common form of heart disease in cats, but it's particularly prevalent in certain breeds, including the Asa cat. The walls of the left ventricle become thickened, and as a result, the heart can't function as well as it should. It's unable to properly pump blood throughout the body, and the poor circulation leads to complications such as blood clots. Older males are affected more often than females, though now and again a cat may show no symptoms at all. When a cat passes away at a relatively young age, say around 4 or 5, with no clear cause of illness, this is often the silent culprit. Dilated cardiomyopathy is another form of heart disease caused by a poorly contracting dilated left ventricle in the heart, and sometimes the atria are enlarged. This disease is typically connected to a lack of taurine in the cat's diet. Taurine is an amino acid that's important for many of the body's metabolic processes, and it's thought to have antioxidant properties. Thankfully, dilated cardiomyopathy is rare in cats today, since cat food companies add sufficient amounts to their kibble products. While we're on the topic of heart disease, there's another thing to watch out for that can appear to come out of the blue. It's called feline arterial thromboembolism. Most vets call it saddle thrombosis. This condition occurs when a blood clot breaks loose from the heart, travels down the aorta, and lodges in the arteries at the base of the cat's backside, by its hind legs. Blood flow is completely cut off, and the cat will suddenly be unable to use his legs. He may start to drag them, or he may cry out when trying to walk. This is a medical emergency, so if you see your cat doing this at any age, get him to the vet immediately. Fortunately, many cats can bounce back from saddle thrombosis if it's caught early enough and treated with extensive medical care. Renal amyloidosis is a relatively rare condition that affects the kidneys. To understand it, we need to look a little deeper into how the kidneys remove waste from the blood. This is accomplished by tissue containing hundreds of thousands of tiny filtration units called nephrons. When waste-laden blood enters the kidneys via the renal artery, it moves through progressively smaller vessels until it reaches the glomeruli. From the glomeruli, the blood is then transported through structures called renal tubules. In most cases, this filtering process continues smoothly throughout the cat's lifetime. With renal amyloidosis, however, abnormal amounts of a fibrous protein substance, the amyloids, collect, for unknown reasons, in otherwise healthy kidney tissue. As the presence of the foreign substance increases, it causes the gradual displacement of normal, healthy, viable kidney tissue. Consequently, the kidneys become unable to function properly. The kidney tissue will become inflamed, and the affected cat will pass increasing amounts of valuable protein in its urine, including proteins responsible for the prevention of blood clotting in the body and the accumulation of fluid in the abdomen and limbs. An affected cat will also lose its ability to filter toxic waste products from the blood. We don't know how to reverse amyloid development in cats once it has started, so the outlook is generally not good. We do, however, have medications and dietary therapies that may slow the process down if it's caught early. Its specific causes remain unknown, although genetic heritability certainly seems to play a role. When the condition is diagnosed, the patient is almost always an Abyssinian cat, although the condition also occurs disproportionately frequent in Oriental breeds. Since the Asa cat comes from the Abyssinian, you should have blood work done at least once a year when it's young, and twice a year when it's older. If the condition is recognized early, you'll at least be able to slow it down. Progressive retinal atrophy basically means the cells in the retina of the eye have deteriorated. Two main forms of PRA exist. An early onset or inherited form, called retinal dysplasia, which typically shows up in kittens 2 to 3 months old, and a late-onset form detected in adult cats, typically between 2 to 5 years. With retinal dysplasia, the retina cells develop abnormally and lead to early-onset blindness. Late-onset PRA develops normally, over time, as the cells begin to wear down. Night vision is the first to be affected, and eventually daytime vision goes and leads to complete blindness. Abyssinians are prone to this condition, so by extension so are Asa cats. Complete vision loss typically takes 1 to 2 years to manifest. No effective treatment exists, and the supplements rarely seem to have any measurable effect on disease progression. Do any of you have an Asacat, or cats you think have some other breed's traits? Feel free to share your pictures, videos, and stories of your fur babies. I'd like to see them, and I'm sure other listeners would too. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kit and K-Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kit and Caboodle. Don't forget, you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.